This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Danielle Strauss, Recreation Director, Town of Swampscott. And Danielle, summer is here, and it's a very busy time for you, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very busy time of year. We have so many programs that are running and events and just doing lots of fun things in Swampscott.
Yeah. Well, give me an idea of what's started so far. Probably this is being the first, second week of summer.
Yeah, so we have held two events so far. We had a Harbor Festival that was held in June, and then we had our Strawberry Festival and parade and first concert of the season that was held on July 2nd to celebrate the 4th of July. And then coming up, we have a concert every single week until mid-August, I believe. I think the last one is August 16th. So coming up this week, tomorrow, we have Mamadou. He's African Fusion Band. And then we have on the 19th, so this is every Wednesday. On the 19th, we have Grupo Fantasia, and they're a Latin band. Then on the 26th of July, we have Lois Lane and the Daily Planets, and they're R&B and soul. On August 2nd, we have Laura Orshow, who's bluegrass. On the 9th, we have our homegrown Swampscott band, The Navigators, and their classic rock. And then also a Swampscott resident, Philip Alexander, and the Wild Things will be doing a children's concert on August 16th to round out our whole summer. And then every week with the summer concert, I have someone coming and selling pizza. So Wednesday nights are concert and pizza nights on Town Hall Lawn.
You just answered my last question. I had it all set to go. I thought it was Town Hall Lawn, but I wasn't exactly sure. Are these groups all, you know, some of them you mentioned, one was from Swampscott, but are they all from this area, or are they traveling a ways to get here?
No, they're all pretty much from this area. I know Lois Lane is, Grupo Fantasia is from Beverly. Mamadou is also a Swampscott. He's from Swampscott. I don't know where the rest of his band comes from. Laura Orshow is probably travels the furthest. I think she's in Boston. But they're pretty local bands.
Yeah, absolutely. What else do you have going on in the summer? A couple of highlights coming up or programs that are underway?
Yeah, so programs underway right now is our Park League program that we hold. It's an outdoor park program, and we have almost 400 kids signed up in that program. We have a rec center for middle school age kids, and then we have our sailing program for beginners, intermediates, advanced and racers, and we have an adult program, too, that runs Tuesday and Thursday nights in the evening. We also have coming up tennis programs in August. So when our Park League programs are over, we do one-week camps. We have a cooking camp. We have a sewing camp. We have TV camp. We have soccer camps, all different kinds of things that are found on our website, swampscottrec.com.
Good. All right, Danielle, great talking with you.
Nice talking to you, too. And don't forget to come to the farmer's market held on Town Hall Lawn every Sunday until the end of October from 10 to 1. And we have lots of vendors, and it's a fun, festive atmosphere every Sunday.
Danielle Strauss, the Recreation Director, Town of Swampscott. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.